Welcome to the Selling Out Show.
You're excited. Feel these nipples.
What it does is reaches into your brain chemically. Locates your happiest memory chemically, and then locks onto that emotion and freezes it chemically, and then it keeps your happy happy.
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning in to the Selling Out Show. I am one of your hosts, David Schultz, and by my side is my partner in... Wait, there's nobody there. Not a soul. Just me? Yep, seems to be the case. I am riding solo today, ladies and gentlemen. But there's a reason for all this, you see. Because in typical Selling Out Show fashion, we completely missed our second anniversary. Thankfully, our program is not a shallow nor vindictive spouse. So we got away with no gifts, no recognition, no, well, whatever. But still, I couldn't let that stand. So here's the scoop. What I decided to do this time around was create... I guess you could call it a compilation episode. It's definitely not a best of. No. I don't go around tooting my own horn. I pay people on the street to do that for me. I'm kidding on all counts here. But what I really want to accomplish is create a clip show for you that encapsulates just the random stuff that comes to our noggins, out of our mouths, and straight into your ears. If you're a longtime listener, first off, gracias. Much appreciated, and hopefully these randos will be a nice way to remember all the good times we've had together thus far. And if you're new, welcome. Hopefully the clips I chose won't make you run through the wall, leaving a hole like the Kool-Aid Man, to get as far away from us as humanly possible. Which, if you ask anybody with a shred of sense, they may say is the best route to take anyway. But I digress. You see, when me and my longtime friend Nate Gorzinski started this show a couple years back, we laid out some ground rules. Number one, always be honest to the listenership. I mean, realistically, to a fault. Because we've lived such crazy lives and gone through so many wild experiences, some of these things proved to be fairly embarrassing. But hey, here we are to share them with you. So that's how I want to kick this whole thing off. And right out of the gate, I have a nugget from our 22nd installment. And this one, well, I just had some surgery, and how do I put this delicately or politically? I guess I can't. It's about my swollen sac. So, Nate, I've been sliced, I've been diced, and it's not been so nice. My surgery happened, and it just wasn't so great.
Oh, man.
Now, I talked about this previously in our last episode before we, you know, about me going in and my worries, my concerns. Well, it didn't turn out so hot. It really didn't.
Oh, no, man. Tell us about your ills, man. What's going
well,
on?
Well, I should have known, like, from the get-go, because I had an orderly. And before I even get started on this, let me say something. I encourage anybody with disabilities to be able to work.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have any kind of problem in your life and you want to work, more power to you.
Sure.
But this guy, his job is to get me around on a gurney, right?
Yeah.
Problem is, he had two lazy eyes.
Oh, man.
And he was like banging me against the wall. He couldn't find a fucking elevator to save his life.
Oh,
so
no.
Here I am on the fucking bed, you know, just like, oh, God, please. You know, I'm already nervous as is.
Right.
And he's taking me, you know, on a tour of the entire wing. And the other thing about him is everything was blessed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How you doing today? Blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Have a blessed day. And I'm like, yo, loose lens, Lucius, buddy. Just fucking pray for an elevator. So that's what you should be blessed about. Bless me with a ride up to my freaking OR, will you?
He got blessed with a couple of lazy eyes, man.
Oh, that poor son of a bitch. And that's what I mean. I feel bad. I didn't say anything like rude to him at the time.
Sure.
But anyway, the whole thing. And then I get up there and I got like a phlebotomist who can't find my veins.
Ugh.
So I'm getting jabbed and stuck. And I'm like, this is just fucking, this is a bad sign. Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the real kicker. is after everything is all said and done, I open my eyes. I'm like, oh, baby, I made it. This is great. Because I know it was only a hernia surgery.
Only.
But here's the thing. A lot of people will say, dude, it's a day surgery. What are you freaking out about? People have open heart surgeries and, brain surgeries. I understand all that. I get it. But even then, I'm at that age where I'm like, I didn't live a wholesome life.
Right.
I'm expecting like karma to catch up with me and be like, this is how you fucking die. I always say it's like the guy who like cut his finger on a carrot peeler. Mm-hmm. You read about him in the paper. I would be that guy. But anyway, I wake up and I'm sore. I get some general soreness, but there's something even more unusual. I have a nut the size of St. Louis.
Oh my God, man.
And the reason why I call it a nut, not nuts. Yeah. Is because my sack is the size of a cantaloupe.
Oh, no.
I don't eat fruit, so I don't really know what the size of a cantaloupe is. I'm just assuming it's big.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, this thing is hanging between my legs. And I'm like, oh, did they do the wrong thing?
Yeah, man.
What happened? What is going on here? I call over to the nurse.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no, they filled you with air. What? To access, yes, well, this is what happened. They drilled me and put air into me to make my belly larger because it's a robotic surgery. And they say some air got down there.
Oh, no. So your sack is like a fucking party favor. You got like a balloon sack.
Yes, I'm available for parties, bar mitzvahs, whatever you need. I am balloon balls. And it was like freaking me out,
Yeah. At least it's not helium and they're not floating away on you. But
actually, that might have been even cooler. I'm just floating around the hospital. I'll look at Loose Lens Lucius. Hey, buddy, I can find the elevator on my own now. When I was explaining how me and Nate came up with ground rules at the onset of this thing here, I only mentioned one, but there is another truly set in stone. And that's do anything we want at any time and be whoever the hell we want to be. Yeah, I know, sounds loosey-goosey, and you are correct for thinking so. But believe this, in all my years of podcasting, it can be easier said than done. So in keeping with that theme, I allowed another side of my personality to come out and see the light. Let's just call him Game Show Dave. Yeah, that's right, Game Show Dave! Some people might have an inner child. I have an inner Bob Barker. Nothing wrong with that. Even as a kid, I have memories of setting up my living room to resemble a stage and pretending that I was the host of the greatest game show of all time. I suppose some kids had bigger aspirations than I did. And in the end, I truly didn't live out my dream. But I'd be damned if I ever let it die. So on episode 40, our Thanksgiving show, I got my Richard Dawson on. Now, Nate wasn't around for this one, but we had a guest host. And this kid is one cool cat. Maybe not enough to warrant a Christmas card, but hey, he's my bud, Toby Schofield, and he's always there to fill in when I need him. And in this case, fail miserably at trivia.
It's now time for America's least favorite game show. A tragic Thanksgiving tradition, sadder than a can of squash. Grab your drunken uncle and get ready to play along with Jive Turkey!
All right, Toby, this is Jive Turkey. There's going to be four questions for you here, okay? So you have a chance to break even, but all the questions will be relating to, you guessed it, Thanksgiving. Are you now ready to play Jive Turkey?
I am so ready to play Jive Turkey.
Your jeans are getting tight thinking about this right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, question number one. While we all know Black Friday whips sales-starved soccer moms into a frenzy the day after Thanksgiving, which industry shows the biggest spike in sales the day before the holiday? A, bakery, B, bar, or C, condom?
Ooh.
You like how I made this multiple choice for you, too?
Yeah, no, that helped a lot.
Yeah, a little easier, yeah.
I feel like there's going to be a trick to this. I mean, bakery seems like the most obvious, but yeah, let's just go with bakery.
That's your final answer.
But I feel like you're tricking me. So bakery.
Well, okay, wait, hold on for a second. You feel like I'm tricking you. Which way would you go if you felt like it wasn't a trick?
What was B again?
Okay, so the options were A, bakery, B, bar, or C, condom.
See, okay, I would go with bar. Like, we're talking, like, alcohol, right?
Yes, yes. When I say bar, it's the bar industry, condom. Sure. Yes, yes.
I feel like that because people are lonely, and everyone's going out to see family, and some people can't go see family, or whatever the case may be. So that would be my backup, is B. But okay. I think bakery's going to... I don't know. Just you're going to have to tell me.
Okay, so you're sticking with bakery.
Bakery, yeah.
Okay, you should have went with your backup because the correct answer is bar.
Man.
And for the reasons that you thought, too. People go and they go home. Maybe they, like me, they're transplants. They live somewhere else and they go and they visit their friends from high school, what have you. Or again, maybe they're just lonely pieces of shit that need something to do and they hit the fucking bar. So, yes. You suck.
I was on the right track. I knew that was going to be tricky.
I should have never led you in the weeds. That was the problem. That's my failure as a host. Not of the podcast, but of the game show here. I should have never said, are you sure? Think about this for a second. I'm not going to do that again. That was your only freebie and you fucked it up.
Dang it. Okay.
All right. Number two. It's now normal for the president to playfully pardon a turkey from the chopping block. But under which commander-in-chief did the practice become an official tradition? A. Whitmore. B. H.W. Bush. Or C. Kovic.
Ooh. I'm going to go with B. Bush. Because I don't feel like that's a... I don't know. I don't really know how long that tradition's been around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go with B. Let's go with B.
You are correct. Yes. It was George H.W. Bush in 1989. There were other presidents before him that would set free a turkey, pardon a turkey. I believe it might have even started with Nixon because one of his kids was sad to see a turkey slaughtered for Thanksgiving. But you know what? Beyond all this, there was actually a trick to this question because Whitmore and Kovic were not actual presidents.
Right.
So you
right.
did... Pick, what do you mean, right? You made it sound like it was tough. You're like, geez, I don't know.
Well, I didn't know who the third one was at all. And I was like, maybe I just don't know all my presidents.
That's why I did this to you. That's why I tried to fuck you up, because most people don't. I don't even. But I was hoping you might have guessed one, because they're both movie presidents. Whitmore was the president from Independence Day, played by Bill Pullman. And Kovic was from the movie Dave, this movie from 1993.
Oh, man, I Kevin love Klein. Dave.
You've seen this movie, right, where he looks like the spitting image of the president?
Yes.
And he gets replaced, and Sigourney Weaver ends up falling in love with him. Spoiler alert. So that was Dave Kovic.
The best part of that movie is when they're reading the little book, and they're like, Dave has no eyes. They're talking about like the parts that he's missing from the little book. I don't know. That's the only part of the movie I really remember.
Yeah, that part fucking sucked. Okay, so next question. This is going to be the hot air round.
Oh, man.
You ready?
Yes.
Which character has made the most appearances as a balloon at the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Before you give me the answers, my first thought would be Snoopy.
Really?
So I want to hear this answer. You're going to change the answers on me and put Snoopy in one of them now. Well, if that's not the right.
I might do that. We'll see. I am a tricky kind of guy.
I shouldn't have said anything. Okay.
You know, wearing all this game show host garb, I am feeling a little randy.
Yeah.
A little frisky, if you will. And how can I not? I'm all Gene Rayburn all over the fucking place. So, A, Mickey Mouse. B, Snoopy.
Oh, man.
Or C, Alfred E. Newman.
I don't know what an Alfred E. Newman is.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
But Mickey Mouse and Snoopy, that one's tough. But I think I'm going to go with Snoopy.
And you would be correct, sir. Yes, it is Snoopy. I think it's so weird you knew that ahead of time. How did you get that inclination?
I'm a huge Peanuts fan. I collect a bunch of Peanuts stuff. I just wasn't real sure, but that's the one that I always remember seeing at all the parades.
Yes, Snoopy premiered in 1968 and has had 39 appearances off and on until 2015, where he was replaced by Charlie motherfucking Brown.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah,
Snoopy's,
well,
Snoopy's the heart and the soul.
You think so? He's just,
I think so,
lazy dog that sits on top of his fucking doghouse.
Hey, that's the life, man. That's the life.
I got a problem with peanuts. So
why's that?
Well, because my last name is Schultz, and the guy who created his name is Charles Schulz. So everybody gets us confused, even though he is missing the T. And the T is the most important thing. Ask anybody. I mean,
yeah,
Jeeves.
No. Hey, I got a T in my name, I understand.
There you go.
I'm not Obi.
Good point. And Alfred E. Newman is the mascot for Mad Magazine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, yes, I'm very disappointed you didn't know that at the time I brought up his name.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, so let's look at this. Right now, you have 2 correct, 1 incorrect. This final question can either make you or break you. Are you going to hit 50% or 75%, which you can technically consider a win?
Okay.
Are you ready for the final question?
I don't know. This seems like a big deal. Like, it's
oh, it's huge.
Take it all home or leave it all behind.
It's fucking massive because I actually have a clown hiding in your closet right now with a frying pan.
Yeah.
And if you get this wrong, he's going to fucking jump out and just bash you right in the fucking nose with it.
Now, if I get it right, will he make me some scrambled eggs or something?
He's going to make love to you, gently.
Seems like a lose-lose either way, but let's go.
Oh, no, my friend. You've never been made love to by a clown after midnight? Special tender moment.
Oh,
okay, enough about that.
We'll see.
Private business. Final question. While it's believed the Pilgrims and the Native Americans had their first harvest in 1621, which led to inspire Thanksgiving, historians suspect turkey was not on the menu. Which of the following food items was? A. Buffalo. B. Skittles. Or C. Lobster.
I mean, buffalo? A?
Wrong.
Really?
Fuck it. Bring out the clown. Bring him out.
No.
The answer,
stay in the closet.
The answer was Skittles. I am sorry. Sucks to be you. You're not going to say
come
anything.
On now.
It's going to come say, it's
on. So I'm waiting for the joke or.
Yeah, I got none of those. Jokes are not my forte. It's not my specialty. It's actually lobster.
I can't believe that.
Well, listen, the first harvest was held in Massachusetts, so they believe seafood was a large part of the harvest.
I see.
See that?
Food. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You hit 50%. You got 2 right, 2 wrong. I really should have thought this out a little bit better and made it 5.
Yeah.
So you could have had the walk-off, you know, the fucking call your shot and be like, this is the one. If I get this one, this is it.
Yeah. I just, if this was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire rules, I would have lost on the first question. So, you know.
Well, you could have done a lifeline or something, but we don't allow that here. We don't allow assistance from outside sources. You're all on your own, which is kind of a lie because I did help you with that first one.
You did help me, and I still missed it.
Yeah, this is true. Very true. But Toby, thank you so much for playing. You are officially the crappiest game show contestant of all time.
Now, our next clip, much like the previous one, has to deal with a holiday. This one is Halloween. Thus far, we've had 2 specials dedicated to ghosts, goblins, and gobbledygook. We took the opportunity of the Fright Fest to talk about something that affects everybody, and that would be what scares you. Originally airing on episode number 38 from Halloween Hullabaloo number 2, we discussed that what really freaks you out doesn't necessarily have to be something that howls at a full moon. Plus, I sang on this one, which is equally terrifying in its own right.
Tis the season to be scary. Mm-hmm. Nate, mm-hmm. I want to know what really terrifies or just scares the living shit out of you.
Wow, man. I mean, by this point in life, I think I'm over a lot of my fears, but I've got a little one. And kind of a bigger one. The little one is I still get freaked out by spiders. I can't help it.
Sure.
I don't mind snakes. I don't mind rodents, shit like that. I love them. But spiders still freak me out, man. And that's my little one. It is what it is. You can still freak me out with probably a fake spider in my fucking bed or whatever. But my bigger one that's a little more, I don't know, abstract or not even, whatever, is playing on stage. One thing I started noticing is if I'm playing and something's going wrong. Like one of the other members is off key and it just sounding like shit, or a string snaps or something goes wrong. Like I hate being on stage where I'm supposed to be entertaining people and something fucking goes wrong. That's out of my control, but it's fucking, I don't know. That's a real fear.
That seems really minor. Like if you pop a string or something, like a cord got unplugged, it's a minor malfunction.
That, yeah. Well, a plug getting unplugged, but restringing guitar. I mean, yeah, if you're the type of musician who has a few instruments ready where if a string snaps, you can just pick up your next one. But enough about my fears.
Whoa. Let me ask you something here.
Yeah.
You went from spiders, and I get it, the eyeballs, the legs, the web shooting out of their asshole.
Yes.
That's some freaky fucking shit. It could elicit a scream.
Right.
But fucking up on stage, yeah. I don't imagine that, like, you know, grabbing your jaw. Oh, no, my fucking string popped.
But I don't have huge emotions anymore. As I've mentioned before, I'm
dead inside. Sure.
Yes, I'm a dead husk of my former self where my emotions are dead. So,
I get it now. That's all you need to say.
Dude, I think being on stage, though, a lot of people have fears of either public speaking or being on stage. Like, that's a real fear. That's a thing people have. And mine, it's not even the specific things I mentioned. It's just the feeling of being on stage with everyone looking at you and something fucks up and it's not you hitting the wrong note. It's just some shit is going wrong and everyone's like, I don't know, that feeling that people are looking at you disappointed and pissed off and that's
fucking asshole.
Yeah. It's just
piece of shit. Play it's for a me, shitty monkey.
Feeling. It is a shitty feeling and I don't like it and it freaks me out. So okay. What my big question, and sure. I think what all our listeners want to know is, what kind of things scare you? What is your great fear in life?
Wow, I'm so glad you asked me. And as a matter of fact, I wrote a little ditty about it, and it goes something like this. Big toe thumb, won't you come? Stick it in my bum. Big toe.
Wow, man. Yeah. Yeah. You summed it up there. I don't know. You want to be a little more specific? Like, where did this fear come from? And specifically, I think I know what you're talking about. You've even mentioned it on another episode or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, why don't you fill us in a little more?
I don't know if the origins are that important.
Okay.
I think the fact of the matter is, if someone has a digit on their hand that looks like it belongs on their foot, this only applies to the thumb. It's not like someone has a pinky that looks like a pinky toe. That.
Right.
But that stubby ass.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That stubby ass fucking big toe thumb is just terrible to me. Because can you imagine someone like preparing food? with that, when it should be on their foot to begin with.
Right, or wiping something off your face, your lip, like you got food on your face, and the girl's like wiping.
No! Because
I'm thinking of who I've seen. The first time I heard you mention this was with the actress Megan Fox, who's, you know, a beautiful woman. She's known as, that's her title. She's a hot movie star chick.
Oh, yes. Sure. Yeah. Until she's you see gorgeous. Her hands.
Well, that's it. I didn't even notice. And I feel like a lot of people probably didn't notice. But after you brought it up that she has this freakish big toe thumb, I've looked it up online and it's like a thing. People notice. Like people have mentioned there's at least one or two links on Google to references to Megan Fox's big toe thumb. Yeah.
Well, she's a scapegoat. She's just easy because you can Google her.
Yes.
It's not as easy to Google Uncle Lou.
Down at
whatever tavern because you won't find him. You know what I mean? But she just happens to be a celebrity that has one.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
So This is cross-gender. Like, I always think of it as the hot chick with the thumb, the big toe thumb that freaks you out. It freaks you out on anybody is what you're saying. Okay.
Anybody. Think of that monkey paw going on, that fucking ape-like grip. No, forget about it. And, and like I said, the worst thing ever is if you don't see it at first.
Yeah.
But then, let's say they're your waiter. And they come and they put the plate in front of you, and their thumb is right on the edge of that porcelain. No!
Or
fucking running out that door, baby.
Hell yeah. Or that your Uncle Lou or whatever is making hamburger patties and slapping them together with his thumb. Oh, God.
This is too much for me to handle. I just can't take it.
No, and I wonder.
Just, it's so disgusting, dude. I know. And again, I apologize. People are born this way.
Yeah.
It's not like it's their fault. They weren't like genetically modified or asked. Well, like, oh, could you please give me my big toe on my hand? No one requests this.
Well, that's that may not be true. I was just going to say, what if you find out that the person was either born without a thumb or had a severed thumb in an accident, and he did ask to have his big toe put on his thumb. That's a little kink in that statement.
Oh,
but,
that. I'd say, you go thumbless, motherfucker.
You'd rather go thumbless.
I would rather not have a thumb than have my big toe put on my hand.
As per the norm on our program, I want to take a moment to thank our partners, AlpineHemp.com. If you haven't tried CBD yet, what the hell are you waiting for? It's a natural and organic way to deal with many of life's ailments. Alpine recently sent me some Restore capsules to try, and let me tell you, I love them. I was already a big fan of their energy and their sleep formulas, and the Restore product has not disappointed at all. They carry everything that you can think of under the sun. So there is no better time than right now to give them a try. Again, that's alpinehemp.com. We also have northlandvapor.com. I'm a huge vapor myself. Helped me quit smoking many years ago. They're a great outfit with 3 retail locations in South Fargo, North Dakota, Moorhead, and Bemidji, Minnesota. If you want to go check them out brick and mortar style, all of their e-liquids are diketone and artificial sweetener free. This is an important thing, especially if you ever get into a debate with a current smoker who tries to claim that e-liquids are just as bad as traditional cigarettes. You can slap them upside the head and say, listen, buddy, our pals at Northland are not out there trying to poison us. It's also worth noting that over at Alpine Hemp and NorthlandVapor.com, if you use code SELLINGOUT19 at checkout, you save 19% off your entire order. That's pretty cool of them to toss that coupon code our way. And as a result, I pass it on to you. Last but not least, we got Spunk Lube. If you've ever listened to the show before, you know I'm a big fan. Spunk is used by professionals in the adult film industry, but why let them have all the fun? You can try their award-winning lube in your home by having it shipped discreetly to your door. So get out there and check out spunklube.com. I also want to mention that these partners have been with us now for quite a long time, and there's a reason for that. There are 2 specific things I look for anytime that we join up with a product partner, and that's quality product, but it also has to be run by quality people. And you get that in spades when you shop with our sponsors. All right, let's move on. Here's the last clip that I have for you today. And it's a humdinger. What can I say about it? Well, anyone out there who loves free cocaine can relate. So I present to you Nate's Night Spent with a Wackadoodle from episode 12 in our archives.
I'd work at this workaday, and I noticed there would be this coworker that would always be on the same jobs as me, and he looked familiar, you know? He was somebody that I'm like, I've probably seen him around either on the streets with me, or I'd done time, so maybe I'd seen him in jail or whatever. And one day he was after work, he's like, dude, I forget if he got like an SSI check on top of his workaday check that day, whatever it was. He's like, Nate, you want to go, I'll get a hotel for the night and we'll get high for that way. Cause he was, I believe, bouncing around and crashing in the shelter and stuff too. So, so it's like, yeah, man, we'll get a hotel. He was offering to get me high for the night, you know, do some coke, do some dope, whatever. So
all in.
Yeah, man, I'm down. So we get a cab And the funny thing was, the cab driver kind of heard us talking. The cab driver ended up hooking us up, which was interesting in itself. Things were just kind of aligning that night. It's like, where are we going to get our Coke? And the cab driver's like, oh, you need Coke? I got you. So,
yeah, wow. Hey, lucky you.
Perfect. So he brings us to the hotel. And, dude, it's interesting. Like, I didn't know the guy that well, but we're in the hotel room. And for our listeners who don't do a lot of cocaine, especially smoking it or injecting it, you get really quiet. You're not really talkative and friendly when you're doing it. You do a blast of coke and you're like looking out the windows. You're kind of like, you're not talking. If somebody makes a noise, you're like, shh, shh, shh. Cause you think fucking cops or aliens or ninjas paranoid are coming. Yeah. Whatever it is. So it's all awkward in the room. And I mean, eventually I calm down with some dope. We call it landing gear. When you're all geeked out from coke and you need to come down a little comfortably, you do a shot of heroin and they call it landing gear because it's like you come down easier. So anyway, I'm on my hotel bed. He's over there on his, and I'm, you know, in my own world. I'm either watching TV, whatever I was doing. And I happen to look over at this dude on his bed. He's looking at a magazine. I don't even know where he got the magazine, if he just carried around with him or because we didn't stop at a store. But I notice he's got a porno magazine. This is the days before cell phone porn and whatnot.
Of course, right.
Yeah. So he's looking at a magazine. And, dude, he's openly masturbating on the bed next to me. Like, the bed is, you know, under 5 feet from my bed, you know. And he's just – like not even concerned with the fact that I'm next to him, you know. And when I looked over, he didn't even acknowledge that I had looked over. It's not like he was like, oh, sorry, you know. He just kept going. And
he never asked for permission. Yeah. He never said, hey, buddy, you mind if I just rub one out right
not
here?
At
just,
all.
You just heard like the thuk 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 and turned over and oh Jesus.
Apparently, because I don't know if he felt entitled because he had to be honest, and this is probably what kept me from getting freaked out, or well, aside from the fact that I was so geeked out on coke that I really didn't want to move much from where I was, but looking over at him, I was just like, well, he did pay for all my shit that night. He paid for the hotel room. Like, he's not asking me to do anything. He's not like sexually assaulting me or anything like that. So I'm like, you know what, do your thing, man. I'm sure if somebody saw me shooting whatever drugs I was doing, they'd think that was dirty and gross. So I'm like, how am I going to judge this dude? Whatever. He should have gone in the bathroom, but it is what it is. He wanted to be comfortable on his bed that he paid for. So I'm like, whatever. I let, you know, he finished. He did his thing. Apparently I didn't witness him finish. You know, I was just kind of like
you
pretending.
Yeah. Observing.
Yeah. I pretended he was, you know, not there, did my own thing. And then it's interesting. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I remembered that image of him masturbating made me remember where I knew him from. When I had done time, I used to work in the kitchen. I think I've mentioned this on the podcast in the past.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And when I worked in the chow hall, the different blocks would come through and get their food. And we'd slop their shit on their tray as they walked by. And when the dude, I remembered him from the protective custody this block that would come through, the block full of rats and skinners and whatnot. And it made perfect sense. I'm like, aha, I used to see that dude come through line. And it's funny, he was wearing these trademark aviator glasses with like a red tint that was very like memorable. Like that's and he was wearing them in the hotel, like while we'd work together. So you'd think I was like, where do I know this dude with the red tinted aviator glasses from?
Giveaway.
It sounds right. And he had like a porn stash, cheesy mustache. I'm like, this dude looks like a sex offender. And how did I not realize who he is? And here I am at a hotel with a sex offender. This dude had spent hundreds of dollars that night to get us both high. I'm not comfortable that I hung out with a sex offender. Don't get me wrong.
No, of course not. Right.
And I've never hung out with him since that night. But it's just interesting how paths can cross in unexpected ways. Because, oh, and another, just a little addendum to that is that when I thought about, like, this dude's masturbating next to me, this asshole, you know, he's somehow, you know, he's like, it's offending me. I thought about all the times when the PC block would come through chow and we would add a little like cup of urine to their juice or whatever. Man. We'd taint their food. And I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? I can live with this dude masturbating in front of me after all the shit I probably did to his food. You know, I don't know what this guy did to be a sex offender. He could have just pissed in public and been called a sex offender or whatever, or ended up in the Skinner block because he was a rat.
I don't know, buddy. The red glasses and porn stash.
And
come
he's
on.
Unable to keep from masturbating in front of someone. Like, that seems like you're having trouble controlling urges. You know what I'm saying? Like, so. Yeah. So, yeah, man.
Or he could have said to you, hey, can you go in the bathroom for a few minutes? I got something I got to take care of right here. And I just blew a whole bunch of money on cocaine in a hotel room.
Right. Or hey, Nate, you want to run down to the store? Here's $20. Go get me some liquor or whatever. And while I'm gone, do you think? Like, there are plenty of ways he could have handled this, you know? But he didn't. And it is what it is. I spent a night in a hotel room with a sex offender and he masturbated in front of me.
That does it for our little look back and listen. Hope you enjoyed the shenanigans. Yet again, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. Virtual hugs all around. If you liked what you heard, or maybe you didn't, reach out to us and let us know. It is easy peasy lemon squeezy. You can find us on our socials at Selling Out Show. Send us an email via sellingout@gmail.com. Or if you're so inclined, leave us a voicemail at 774-701-1993. We're always interested in your opinions until we're not. And I cannot end this program until I give some sloppy, nasty, somewhat greasy, definitely obscene, and potentially illegal in 48 state love to my co-host, Nate Gorzinski. He's been out a little bit here and there. We've also had the fill-ins from Toby Schofield, who is a trooper. Without them, I could not make this show possible. I appreciate it. And here's to 2 more years, or 200, if I can ever afford to get myself frozen like Walt Disney. Okay, I know, I've got to go. I am Dave, and this has been The Selling Out Show. Why?